So we come simply and easily to us and listen to this from Jesus. If you can believe this word, you're really made. It's in your texts. As the Father has loved me, and we've seen a bit of that, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. I have to say it again because it's just, can I believe that? As the Father, same way. This stuff we've been watching, this love, he's saying, that's the way I've loved you. Mind you, they knew it too. That's what it is. He is the revelation of God. Any idea of God that's in your little tiny heads that have been catechized out of existence all your life like mine, if you've got any idea of God that doesn't fit with Jesus, will you please sting it to death? Rub it out? Someone cleaned this shirt for me recently. I won't say who it was, but she's secretary in the parish. And it had, Liz, and I'd put, you know how you have these pens that get, felt pens that go, and I put it in backwards and it went, and then I put it in everything. I didn't put milk on it. Everyone had advice. Everyone in the world had advice how to get rid of this stain. It wouldn't go. It's gone. Why did I tell you that? I had a reason for telling you that. What was I saying just before that? Oh, yeah. We're good. So ideas, so dirty big blotches in your psyche that have been soaked in there by ordinary human beings who did their best, like me and Des and Chris and everyone else who preaches at you. All us ordinary human beings, we make a heck of a lot of mistakes when we talk about God. Because who can talk about God properly? And so did your teachers, and so did your mum and dad, and so do you with your kids. God, we've made mistakes all over the world. But mistakes can be cleaned away. Any idea you've got of God, look at Jesus, and if it doesn't fit, it's wrong. That's all. It's simply a wrong idea. Look at him, watch him, listen to him, and he can train us to where the stains are. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Stay there. Listen to these last words of Jesus at the Last Supper. Words of Jesus that, I'm not saying they actually tripped off Jesus' lips, but this is John, the beloved disciple, years later, remembering the poignancy of that evening and giving his words, but putting it on the lips of Jesus, because this is what Jesus was saying. This is the heart of Jesus speaking now, and they're his last words before he goes into that miserable and painful and terrible and heroic moment of death. The glory that you gave me, he says to God, the glory that you gave me, the radiant love that you gave me, I have given to them so that they may be one. Because Jesus knew Mary Magdalene needed Jesus to touch her, to make her feel what she really was, beautiful. Peter needed Jesus to grab hold of him and say, don't go away, I want you. And so it goes through the whole of the New Testament. Jesus is about to die. And Jesus knew that I would need you to do that to me. Because it's all very well to know God is love. But if nobody loves me, I don't know what it is that God is. And you need me, and we need each other. And we need community. And sometimes we need to be carried, and sometimes we can do the carrying, but we need each other. Because believing in love simply isn't easy always. So, the radiant love that you've given me, I have given them, he says to his Father, so that they may be one. Now look at this. They may be one as we are one. Please hold that. Like, we're talking about the Trinity. Husband and wife can be one, but there's always one stops there and the other starts there, no matter how close you get. You'd have a little baby tucked up against you, but there's here and there's there, isn't there? There's still space. There's still skin. There's still separation. It's inevitable. In God, we say that the Father, Jesus, and that mysterious spirit, that personal love that they have between them, are so one that there is only one God. There's not two, like husband, wife, friend, friend. The unity is nothing separating them. They're just one God. That's our faith. God is communion of love, in other words. God isn't isolated being. God is actually love.
Reverse cassette to side B for continuation of talk now.
God is actually love. Giving, receiving, breathing, being breathed, sharing, holding, community, communion. So he wants us to have love for each other just as he experiences this oneness with his Father. I in them and you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world, the people who don't belong to this community, can see that you've loved them even as you've loved me. God has loved us just the way he loves his Son. You are my daughter, my son, I love you, I delight in you. Father, I want, this beautiful heart of Jesus speaking here, I want that those also whom you've given me, and we all belong there, may be with me where I am. There's a lot of loneliness in that, isn't there? Jesus sees himself going into a place where you all walk alone. We walk into death alone, whoever we are. And he was walking in a special way alone because it was incomprehensible. His friends had to run away. They couldn't stay. Well, he says, Father, I want them, those you've given me, to be with me where I am. I want them to see my glory which you've given me. I want them to, this is heaven we're talking about here, to experience the radiant love that Jesus has. I made you known to them, and I'll continue to make you known to them, so that the love with which you've loved me may be in them and I may be in them.